98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Today is the spring primary election. In Oshkosh and Winnebago County, there are three different primaries that voters will decide today. In Winnebago County, the race for District 14 County Board of Supervisors sees the incumbent Thomas Swan being challenged by former Winnebago County Executive John Damel and Richard Norenberg. Only two candidates will proceed to the April election. In the race for Oshkosh Area School District, incumbent Barbara Herzog, Paul Molitor, Mallory Schneider-Birschbach, Jeffrey Adam Watts, and Jacob Wolf are running for the two seats. Today's election will reduce that field of candidates to four. Finally, the Oshkosh Common Council sees eight candidates running for three seats. Incumbent Jacob Amos, who was appointed to fill Chris Larson's vacant seat in November, faces challenges from Paul Esslinger, Eric Gums, Logan Youngbacher, Alec Lefebvre, Dan Lenz, Tim Neubauer, and Meredith Shireman. Six of those candidates will advance to the April election. Visit myvote.wi.gov to find out what's on your ballot and your polling locations. Polls are open until 8 tonight.
Men's soccer is returning to UW-Oshkosh.
That's UWO Assistant Chancellor for Intercollegiate Athletics, Daryl Sims, on Monday. UWO Chancellor Manohar Singh says he knows that bringing men's soccer back will be a financial success for the university.
I promised when I was hired, I was given the mandate to build enrollments and be financially sustainable. And I can tell you that the numbers in terms of enrollments will translate themselves to financial investment being rewarded with a significant return on investment.
The search for a head coach begins immediately. Men's soccer will return to the pitch in fall 2027. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Badgers back at it tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers now rank 24th in the nation after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State Friday night. The Spartans dropped in the AP top 25 poll down to 15th. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Value City Arena in Columbus. Greg Gard on how his Badgers team has improved.
We're getting better, you know, and that's, everybody talks about the lulls of February or the dog days of February, and I don't believe in that. I believe in, obviously you have to be smart with how you use your days and your time and your practice hours and those things and not wear guys out. You have to be healthy and have to be fresh, but we've always had the mindset of get better.
In hockey, at the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's team defeated Sweden by a score of 5-0. The women's team has six former or current players from the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll advance to the finals Thursday against Canada. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today, not as warm, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, rain developing, steady temperatures in the low 40s. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, a few leftover showers with high temperatures in the lower 50s.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.